at Sci Radio in the afternoon. Today's Tell Me How, Tell Me Why is a little bit different.
Hear those sounds? That's our guest today. Apart from your first name, what should we call you?
So it's ASMR artist or ASMRtist. You just kind of like slap the two words together.
Liz, otherwise known as Snapdragon ASMR, has her own YouTube channel with nearly 8,000 subscribers. But what is ASMR?
ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. Basically, if you hear something you like, you can get this tingling sensation on your head that, or they can go down like your spine for me.
Is this starting to sound familiar at all? Have you had this sensation before? When did Liz notice this first?
So for me, like my first experience with it, I was like 7 or 8, and like in class, you have like the girls in the back like doing each other's hair, and it was just like such a nice, relaxing experience, and I would feel more than just the girls playing with my hair. When I dove into ASMR, it's like, oh no, that actually is it as well. So it's a lot more common than people think. It's not just YouTube videos.
So what does it for Liz today?
I still love hair sounds. So if people are doing videos where they're like brushing their friend's hair and braiding their friend's hair or giving a pretend haircut and you can hear those noise, I love hair sounds. As well, I probably should have mentioned earlier that ASMR is not just sounds, it's also a bit visual. So, you know, looking at people and that type of thing. So I also enjoy light triggers. So people have like a little flashlight and they'll just move it across the screen and you kind of follow it with your eyes. I find that really relaxing.
How did Liz go from being an avid consumer of ASMR content to creating her own Snapdragon ASMR YouTube channel?
Honestly, what made me decide to do it was when we went into lockdown last March. I had a lot more time on my hands and decided, why not give it a try? I've been interested in doing it. It just is something to take up time, so I wasn't constantly thinking about what's going on outside and in the world. So that's kind of how I started, and it's just kind of taken off from there. I wasn't really expecting to have as many subscribers as I do now. I know to a lot of people, you know, less than 8,000 subscribers isn't a lot, but for me, only starting out, only putting out videos maybe once a week, that's pretty great for me, and I'm pretty thrilled with it. I happened to just get lucky with one of my videos doing really, really well, and I've grown from there. And it's been a really nice, supportive community I found, which just keeps me wanting to add more videos and continue creating.
Say that one wants to introduce themselves to ASMR. What should we look for? What's popular?
A lot of people like medical style videos, which is surprising because I know some people don't particularly like going to the doctor or going to the dentist, but a lot of medical exam videos do really well. So one of the most popular videos for ASMR is like a cranial nerve exam, which is a very obscure medical treatment that you know you normally wouldn't get done, but videos with it get millions of views. That's actually, I made a cranial nerve exam video and that is the video that's done the best, that kind of like put me forward. I think it's nearly 100,000 views on it now. But I think the reason those ones do very well is because you get a very wide range of triggers in it, and as well there's lots of personal attention, which people tend to like.
Liz would not be qualified to give you a physical cranial nerve exam, but in the world of ASMR, she can. How did she learn to?
When I did it, I actually looked up, like just Wikipedia searched what a cranial nerve exam is and what they're normally testing for. So it's like examining all the nerves in your face, which is why it works really well for an ASMR video, because it's focused on your face. So it's on the camera again. So then I kind of looked up like what they're looking for. I've taken a few neuroscience classes myself, so I'm like, I was vaguely familiar with it. And then I basically just watched a lot of YouTube videos to see kind of how they were approaching all of it.
Who knew that a few neuroscience lessons could come in handy for ASMR? Anything considered outside of societal norms can get stigmatized. ASMR is not to be confused with BDSM, but four-letter acronyms tend to be thrown into the same barrel of shade at times.
There definitely still is a stigma. I personally haven't felt it or had it put against me before, but there definitely still is the stigma where it's still kind of taboo at times, where people don't want to talk about it. I think for a while it was because people described the tingling sensation you get kind of as brain orgasms, which is how some people felt. But by putting those two words with it, people assume, oh, it's sexual, and it's not sexual. Obviously, there is a branch of ASMR that does do some more erotic stuff. I don't touch that. I think that stigma started to change. That being said, I still haven't told the majority of my friends that I have a YouTube channel with ASMR, probably because I'm worried a little bit about what people in my real life will think, even though I know they won't care, if that makes sense. But there's still that like stigma kind of holding, still around, and I'm still aware of it.
Liz, she is an Irish ASMR artist. You can find her YouTube channel under Snapdragon ASMR, and she's also on Instagram at Snapdragon ASMR. In summary, it's some sounds, visual cues and triggers that give us a tingling sensation, whether that is in our head, maybe through our spine. Some of us are familiar with it, goosebumps through music, but that might come under the umbrella of ASMR.
Yeah. iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Tanura. Hey!
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio.